WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Monday's Bryan School Board meeting included filling six administration openings.
That includes new principals at four elementaries, Branch, Mitchell, Neal, and Kemp Carver, along with two directors.
I will tell you the exciting thing about our hires is that here we are at the very beginning of May, and administratively we're pretty much hired, and which makes us happy.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says at least one principal vacancy. He says Bowen Elementary principal Huria Lakhani is stepping down to start a family. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the district's next athletics director when the board meets May 19. And he says a recent job fair resulted in hiring 23 teachers for next year, all with at least 2 years' experience and all who will be going to at-risk schools.
We watch you write a lesson plan. We watch you teach that lesson plan. Then we do a panel interview, and then you go before district administrator for a panel interview. So we vet these out very carefully, and we're hoping it'll pay dividends in the classroom.
In other personnel actions, the board hired Bryan ISD's new director of curriculum and instruction and the district's first fine arts director. Biographies of the new administrators are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The driver of a pickup south of downtown Bryan wasn't able to avoid getting hit by a train, and that closed several railroad crossings Monday afternoon for the better part of 2 hours.
That train stretches from Dodge and Finfeather all the way past Graham Road, so it'll cross over 29th Street, and then it curves towards 2818. And crosses over Graham Road and Brazos.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the train clipped the back end of the truck. The driver was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. May is Travel and Tourism Celebration Month at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB spokesman Jordan Meserol says it began Monday with a hospitality celebration luncheon.
We just honor and recognize a few of our partners in the community that have really helped with the tourism.
A list of winners is online at WTAW.com. The CVB's next event is this coming Monday, the community celebration at Wolf Bend Creek Park.
It's just a celebration of everything that makes Aggieland great. We expose it to the community to say, look at all these people that welcome visitors to our community and make coming to Aggieland so great.
There's no charge to attend and no charge for businesses to set up a booth or display. The recent household hazardous waste collection event generated the largest accumulation of outdated prescription drugs. Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says more than 1,400 pounds were collected in three full-sized SUVs.
They take it back to DEA Houston and they incinerate through a filtered incinerator, through a company that does that. And so it's not going into the groundwater, it's not going into the landfills, it's actually being incinerated properly, so it's out of the hands of anyone that may abuse it, and it's not contaminating our earth.
For those who miss the hazardous waste collection, outdated drugs can be dropped anytime in the lobby of the sheriff's office. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Show Mom how sweet she is with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery. She'll love our chocolate-covered strawberries available for a limited time, just for Mother's Day.
Designer cupcakes and glazed cookies, perfect for a sweet treat. Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all Mom's favorites.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
All new Dr. Phil. Their children mysteriously died 3 months apart.
We've been accused of something that we didn't do.
The evidence examined.
You have a child dead as a result of blunt force trauma to the head.
You said there were broken ribs.
I don't believe my child had any sort of abuse.
The parents want to clear their names.
I have nothing to hide.
Would you like to take a polygraph?
All new Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, weekdays at 4 p.m. on KXHD.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-8 Service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home after work, your unit's not working, give them a call at 690-2278. They'll get somebody out there. Here's some weather.
Bright sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be warm. They'll work their way up to 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds are going to move in during the day tomorrow. Highs are going to be around 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy near 70 degrees. Thursday, lots of clouds. May even see a shower or a thunderstorm come through. By Thursday afternoon, highs once again should be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's us. We're right here. They're cleaning our windows. Just want to let you know.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. And it's not going to be quiet. Not going to be quiet when that happens. Okay, part two of...
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
A study by Michigan State University finds that fat adults have poorer memories than those who are of the healthy weight. So, just letting you know, okay? Got that right there. While we're talking about fat and stupid, I'm not sure about drunk.
I sure hope you don't have a guest in the studio.
I don't. Okay. Anna Chickadee Shannon from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo tied the knot with Michael Cardwell last Saturday. People magazine reports the 19-year-old bride was, quote, so excited, end quote, about the wedding and couldn't, quote, wait to be his wife, end quote. The lucky guy proposed with a pizza that spelled out marry me in pepperoni. Okay, so scratch that one off your idea list. It's already been done. Because you'd hate to do that, and she goes, oh. So now you think I'm Chickadee Shannon, do you?
What kind of ring do you think 2 months' salary got there?
Yeah. Wonder if they had camo tuxedos.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, he did that back on New Year's Eve, so fans can look for the nuptials when the reality show returns. Okay, all together now. Remember the date that Honey Boo Boo returns on? You ready? Come on. June 19th. Everybody knows that. It's June 19th. It's the most important Thursday of the year. So we'll see. And
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. So did you watch 24 last night? Are you guys 24 people? Were you ever 24 people?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give it one more chance because I quit. I stopped watching when they got stupid. So I'm going to hope they're not stupid. So I captured that one, and we'll see how it works out. But not exactly sure yet. Okay, so did you catch the Simpsons Lego episode that they had?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to. I saw one brief thing about it, and it just slipped my mind.
I saw the promo. Well, I don't watch the show. I've never really watched the show.
I used to be an avid fan, and then...
All right, what happened?
College. Okay. It was a family event. Because we always ate at the table, we were allowed to have TV dinners on Sunday.
Whoa!
And my mom said, she said, that show's so stupid, and she'd sit down and laugh. And so
well, there you go. All right, then.
All right.
Yeah. But then at some point you just had other stuff to do, right?
Yeah. It lost its sheen in college. I don't know why.
Yeah, I understand. That's okay. So nobody's perfect, least of all UPS. But as far as mistakes go, this one is rather expensive, I think. Thanks to some sort of an incredible mix-up, a Reddit user named 77 got a $400,000 unmanned aerial vehicle delivered straight to his doorstep.
I saw that.
How's that? Apparently, the rather expensive piece of federal property had been in storage for a while before landing at its new home. And the really weird thing is, even after being informed of the error, UPS was more than willing to let him hold on to the U.S. government drone.
He had a little card there that said, property of the U.S. government, please return.
Yeah. When the Reddit user called UPS, he said they told him it was one of the undelivered packages in their office. Asked if he'd ever had an undelivered package, he said no. UPS insisted that it was his and that it was up to him if he wanted to keep it or not. Fortunately, the package, you said, did have a card with a number on it. For the NOAA Aircraft Operations Center, which the user called
and is arranging for them to come and get it. So there you are. That could have turned out badly, you know.
Certainly.
I mean, it seems like it worked out all right now, but still.
Well, NOAA, it sounds like it's just a weather drone.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, we think an armed weather drone. Hello?
I know why the Simpsons lost its sheen in college.
Why?
You actually got educated.
Yeah, that might be part of it. It's a well-written show.
Where's Clip Howard?
Or it used to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm not saying it isn't now. I just don't watch it, so I can't comment.
They've done, what, 12,000 episodes? So I mean,
I thought it was like 500.
Yeah, something like that, too. But, I mean, it's just, it's amazing that they could continue to even come up with any kind of idea.
Well, and even the movie didn't kill the series.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a pretty bad movie,
wasn't
it?
It was not the best.
Yeah, not the best. Yeah, very good. So let's see, California man, maybe the coolest dad ever. Here you go. For all you dads out there of youngsters, this will make you feel good. Guy who's killing the curve for us. Will Pimble, when Will's little boy, Lyle, asked him to build a roller coaster in the backyard, he did what most dads wouldn't do. He said yes.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Said I couldn't think of a single good reason to say no, so Lyle and I headed off to the lumber yard for a few supplies. The do-it-yourself coaster cost him $3,500, 300 hours of work. Now, again, when did Lyle get bored on this? When did Lyle decide he didn't want to come out and help Dad anymore? I mean, I don't know how old Lyle is, but anyway. Anyhow, so 300 hours of work. He goes into detail about how to build it on his blog called CoasterDad.com, and he's got a video of it out there on YouTube. But that's pretty cool. I mean, have your youngin' do something like that because, you know, sometimes their ideas are a little bit out there, and we are dismissive of that, but it sounds like he wasn't, so good for him. Glad to hear that. Oh, I refuse to do the Matt Damon story today. I just don't want to.
Just because.
Yeah. Do you have colds? Do you have allergies? We'll talk about that in a little while. Now, yesterday we were discussing how tape was coming back, cassettes, and it's actually for data backup, not for music. But now there's more proof that vinyl is on the way back.
Oh, without question it is.
Nashville, Tennessee, a newspaper says that United Record, their pressing plant in town, has spent $5.5 million to take over a 142,000-square-foot warehouse for storage and to run 16 presses. That's in addition to the 30 press that United is already running now, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, to meet the demand for new vinyl. So people are starting to rediscover that.
It sounds better.
Well, it does sound good. It is richer, I think.
Now, careful now. If they recorded it in digital and just smashed it onto a vinyl, yeah, that's not the same.
Well, and I think, though, what they're also looking at, though, is they feel like historically it will continue to maintain its quality.
That's
when
true.
That may not be the case, certainly for CDs.
It's one of the last few, it's one of the few ways that you can still have physical ownership of the music.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly, because it's right there in the grooves. And now, but, I mean, what has that done for phonograph needle technology, too?
I don't know.
I haven't necessarily heard about that. Because, obviously, contacting the surface is not good.
Well, now, about a few years ago, maybe up to a decade ago, I saw there was sort of a laser sort of Doppler
right
head that would float over it and not touch it. It would just, because it's essentially a waveform in there,
yeah,
it would profile it and play it without contact.
Well, again, if it does that, it does it without contact, that's a good
It'll
thing.
It'll save and also it for
because,
a lot longer.
Right, and also mm-hmm. because there's, yeah. So was there a traffic jam? What happened? I mean, my guests have arrived. It's 8:20. Wow. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I made them late. Good.
What do you mean you made them late?
I made them late.
How?
I'm old. I chat.
God. You, of all people.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what time it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to do a list of things you don't know? Never mind.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Thanks, Ben. It's okay. Kathy Bice is here this morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay. From the Humane Society. So what are we talking about today?
Oh, we got to talk about rabies.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Again, we've had another incident where there was a rabid skunk. This time it tangled with some kittens under somebody's porch or crawl space.
Uh-huh.
And I want to caution everybody that if your pets have been in an area where there are skunks or bats, be careful if they're sick. Mm-hmm. because they could have gotten rabies from high-risk animals. So
they're washing the windows, folks, if you can hear that. That's what they're doing. They're washing the windows out there.
Yeah, clonk, 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 clonk.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
there's
so
ropes.
Actually, if they're behaving in an unusual way, right? I mean,
correct,
just in time,
correct,
they're out in the during the day or just not behaving like they should.
Right. Well, the skunk actually gave a kitten rabies, wow, and the lady tried to help the kitten and took it out from under the porch because it was acting poorly and put it in a box, and the kitten bit her. Then the kitten died. And so we have somebody in Bryan who's having to get rabies shots because there is only a 10-day window to start your shots,
right,
or you will die.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
so
serious stuff.
We all need to heighten awareness about the high-risk animals, which are skunks and bats that can carry rabies. And then there are moderate-risk animals, all the other wildlife, the coyotes and the bobcats, and they can give it to dogs and cats. So we want to really be aware of the fact that we've had 3 or 4 cases now of rabid skunks that are now affecting other animals. And then there are low-risk animals, and you do not have to worry about the armadillo, the possum, the squirrel, or the rabbits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So don't worry about the rodents. Don't worry about the low-risk animals, mm-hmm, but be very, very cautious with the skunks and bats, and very, very aware of whether you're dealing with a sick, a lethargic animal, or an animal that's having trouble swallowing, or an animal that would not normally yodeling, whether it's a cow, a cat, a horse. They're starting to have trouble with the rabies moving into their throat into their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing is our hospitals and our doctors have heightened awareness. They turn in bite reports to us. The officers in our community do bite reports and quarantine domestic animals like dogs and cats for 10 days to make sure they're not going to die of rabies. And
mm-hmm,
then you're not at risk then. So we're the local rabies sheltering for College Station in Brazos County. We take care of the dogs and cats. Don't be worried about turning in a bite, because it's only a 10-day observation period for your safety on the dog and cat. Then the dog and cat can go home.
Yeah.
Dog came for a visit like that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So along those lines, all these kittens are being born, you know, and not about rabies, but remember that kittens, to be successfully socialized and successfully become great companion animals, need to be 8 weeks old before you place them with somebody. And those kittens need to be 2 pounds before they can be spayed and neutered, treated for fleas, and really start their vaccination protocols. So we find that the kittens start eating on their own and wobbling around and stuff at around 4 weeks old. Do not place a 4-week-old kitten. You will end up having a kitten that bites too hard, having a kitten that doesn't know how to be a cat. Let them stay with their litter mates and mom until they're 8 weeks old. And then we'll have good cats, mm-hmm, instead of biting cats, neurotic cats, and all that.
Mm.
So right now it's kitten season. Make sure the kittens stay together till they're 8 weeks, and then find them a home. Spay mother.
That's it. Yeah. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, they contact the Aggieland Humane Society,
mm-hmm,
or go to our website at aggielandhumane.org. And if I have one mystery.
Yes.
Okay, we are seeing a lot of German Shepherds, adult, intact German Shepherds, dumped all over Brazos County. So we've had over 6. We've gotten another 1 or 2 recently, and a Bryan's gotten a couple, and we've got a couple out there that are lost and in the woods. People have found them having litters. So there's been about 12 adult German Shepherds in the last month dumped in Brazos County, actually in the last 3 months. So if anybody knows why we have all these big German Shepherds all throughout our community,
yeah,
you can actually email me at info@aggielandhumane.org.
Okay.
Because I want to know.
Sure, I understand that. Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Kathy Bice, Executive Director of the Humane Society, Aggieland Humane Society. And Lucia's here this morning. How are you today?
Very good.
Everybody's out of town at your place, huh?
They are all in Washington.
Wow, yeah, okay.
It's
there
a
you go.
Quiet week at the chamber.
Is it party time at the office? Is that it?
Woohoo!
Yeah,
yeah, it is. It's party time.
Yeah. What do we got going on?
We have a lunch and learn on May 12th. That's Monday from 1:45 to 1. It's going to talk about steps to a great business.
You said 1:45 to 1. That's probably not right.
11:45
Thank
to
you.
1.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's sponsored by Bartham & Associates, and there will be a light lunch, so please call an RSVP. It is free.
Good. We like that.
Yeah, we like that. And then we have our business after hours Thursday, May 15th at the new AeroFit. I can't wait to go, and that'll be free, and that's 5:30 to 7, and that's off of Longmire behind the Kroger. Mm-hmm. And then May 29th, we have our first water cooler 5K, 1 mile fun run, and that'll be at Wolf Pin Creek, and that's sponsored by NutriPosture, and that'll start at 4, so get your businesses signed up. And then, let's see, I think we have, I don't know. That's pretty much it.
That's it. Okay.
That's it. So mm-hmm. We want to thank the Hilton for being our Platinum Member Spotlight of the
week. As always. All right. If they want some more information about the chamber, what do they do?
They can call us at 260-5200 or go online at bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The international trade picture improves. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Exports and imports both increased in March, and the nation's trade gap narrowed. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit came in at just under $40.4 billion. Exports increased at almost twice the rate of imports on a month-over-month basis. Business slacked off last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down 2% from the previous week. The council's chief economist says discounters, department stores, office supply, and specialty stores all rang up weaker sales. Wholesale clubs and furniture stores had a good week. Home prices were higher in March than they were in March of last year, but CoreLogic says prices rose at a slightly slower pace as sales weakened. Investors have a $14 billion pharmaceutical deal to consider, with Bayer agreeing to acquire Merck's consumer care business. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
While smartphone cameras are great, there are still 3 reasons to include a standalone digital camera in your vacation plans. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. There's no question that smartphone cameras changed everything. Virtually nothing can happen that isn't captured in either digital stills or video and instantly flashed around the world. But that doesn't mean that standalone digital cameras are dead. Here are my three main reasons why even I will carry one along on my summer vacations. First, battery life. Camera phones use a lot. Too many times I find myself with a dead phone and no way to take photos. Second, with a standalone digital camera, I'll take more photos in higher quality and have more storage space. Third, as good as my phone's camera is, it's still not ready to give me high-quality optical zoom or wide-angle shots, as opposed to lower-quality digital zoom that you can still only get with a good, medium-priced digital camera. Read more, plus get the tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. There'll be at least eight new administrators next year in the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board filled six openings. Their biographies are online at WTAW.com. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's excited to have most of the vacancies filled the first week of May.
Because in years past, we've had a couple in June and July, late hires, and so it feels good to have these positions secured with quality people before the school year is even concluded.
There will be five new elementary principals. Four were hired yesterday to take over. Kemp Carver, Neal, Mitchell, and Branch. Also hired were Bryan ISD's first fine arts director and a new curriculum director. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the next athletics director in 2 weeks, and he just received the resignation of the principal at Bowen Elementary. One personnel action that won't happen this year is offering Bryan School District employees an early resignation incentive.
We're putting our money back into the students now, and this year we're going to move forward with other things, and that's not been discussed at this point, or not brought up, or has even been brought up by the board this year either.
The incentive was available the last 3 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station Elementary school is expected to have classes today after being closed for the second time in 6 months due to a waterline leak. Southwood Valley Elementary also had no after-school program Monday because repairs were expected to take all day. Getting in and out of downtown Bryan Monday afternoon was tricky for the better part of 2 hours after a train clipped a pickup. Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was at Dodge and Finfeather.
Basically, the truck stopped at the railroad tracks. The arms came down on top of the cab of the vehicle. So the driver decided to make a U-turn because there was a vehicle on the other side of the tracks. So they did a U-turn, and as they stopped, when they turned, the train clipped the back end.
The driver of the pickup was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. Crossings were blocked between Dodge and Sims while police and Union Pacific conducted separate investigations. Another Bryan intersection was closed during Monday's morning commute for more than 3 hours. Investigators were told a semi swerved to miss another vehicle. That caused the semi to roll on its side. The delay was due to the time to offload large windows to another trailer. The trucker was checked at the scene for minor injuries.
One of three BTU employees injured during a fire last week at the Atkins Street power plant has died. Earl Robinson passed away Sunday at a Houston hospital from critical injuries. Robinson, who was a production support operator, worked 13 and a half years at BTU. Before that, he was a minister for the Churches of Christ for more than 20 years in North Dakota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The Convention and Visitors Bureau kicked off May's Travel and Tourism Celebration Month Monday with a luncheon to award those who help grow this sector of the local economy.
We call them like the frontline service employees, so we've had a few nominations of like the bellhop or a taxi driver or the gas station worker that's just done something to really make the experience in Aggieland a little bit better.
The CVB's Jordan Meserol says you're invited to Wolfpin Creek Park next Monday to see all that's available.
Last year we had bounce houses, we had restaurants handing out food samples, we had hotels, we had, I think we even had a limo out there, we had a fire truck out there. It's a free event, just come on out, bring the family. Heck, you can maybe even get dinner out of it.
A list of this year's CVB award winners is online at WTAW.com. A record amount of outdated prescription drugs was collected at the recent Household Hazardous Waste event. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Drug Enforcement Agency joins the operators of Twin Oaks Landfill twice a year. Deputy Ed Franks says outdated drugs can be dropped off any time in the lobby of the sheriff's office.
The proper way to get rid of it is incinerate it, and the only way to do that is to have the DEA take it. Law enforcement's the only one that can get it, so you can't take it back to your pharmacy. They're not allowed by law, and so law enforcement's the only people that can actually take custody of it. So that's why we do it.
More than 1,400 pounds of prescriptions will be incinerated by the DEA, keeping it out of the landfill and wastewater treatment plants. Employer-provided health plans could be going away, says a doctor with the Texas Medical Association. Dr. Bernard Swift says there's a developing trend by employers to move toward defined contribution plans and away from distribution plans. He says the biggest issue is the tax treatment of those contribution plans.
Right now, the employee insurance benefit is tax exempt, so employees do not pay tax on that. But if employers were to rescind that and instead make a cash payment to those employees, that's going to be taxable.
Dr. Swift says if Congress were to treat the payment to employees as a tax exemption, more employers would move toward contribution plans. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2014-2015 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 8th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2014-2015 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Sunshine in the forecast for today, courtesy of high pressure out over the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. There are some clouds close by, and by tomorrow they'll start to work their way into our region. But we'll have sun today, 85, partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70, turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 85. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, a low of 70. Clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm for Thursday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If you're not with us the first hour of the show, what the hell's the deal?
Yeah, why not?
Sleepy, okay. Sleepy.
Yeah. We have a show called Something You Should Know.
Mm-hmm.
And today was kind of interesting about perceptions and our surroundings and how it changes the way that we do some things. This is from this morning's show.
Your senses have an interesting impact on your own thoughts and behaviors. What you touch before and during an interaction with someone else. Professor Thelma Lobel, author of the book Sensation, The New Science of Physical Intelligence, affects how that interaction goes.
Sorry. You know, I really edited that poorly.
All right, hang on. I'm going to edit it on the fly here. Okay, so anyway, she talks about, that's what she does, she talks about that, okay?
That's how that interaction goes.
If you touch a smooth surface or an object compared to a rough object, you perceive an interaction as smoother or rough interaction.
So in other words, based on the surface that you're touching, so what you want to do is, what, not be around somebody when you've, you know, when you've got, what, concrete blocks in front of you that you're leaning on? I mean, when are you in contact with a rough surface while you're having a conversation with somebody? Can you guys think of any?
Well, there's rough fabrics.
Okay.
Well, if you're outside doing something.
Maybe so. Okay, all right. Moving on.
Or if you touch a hard object compared to a soft object, you're a softer negotiator. You're more willing to change your initial offer just because you touch something soft or because you sit on a softer chair.
So you're a softer negotiator if you sit in a comfortable chair.
I'm thinking if you have to deal with someone, sit them in a Papasan chair and just sit there on your desk.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, how effective is it? Are we talking marginal gains
here?
Well,
and I don't know. And that's why I thought I'd play it again, because I heard it this morning and we were busy and didn't really have time to go back to it until now. But, I mean, again, it's like anything else. Be aware of your surroundings and how that does influence what is happening. But, I would have thought. And, again, towering over someone, I think, does make a difference no matter what kind of chair they're sitting in. You know what I mean? Just makes you stronger. Christopher Walken, you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Joining Jason Bateman and Nicole Kidman in an upcoming movie called The Family Fang. Hollywood Reporter says the movie will be based on the book by Kevin Wilson about a brother and a sister who grew up in a family of performance artists and learned the hard way about the differences between real life and art when their parents inexplicably disappeared. Walken will play the sibling's father, I guess for the time that he's there, and then he disappears. Never heard of the book. Don't know the story. Hi, what's up?
Hey, when y'all had the lady from Animal Shelter on earlier,
yes,
she mentioned watching out for your pet starting to yodel.
Yes.
And I still can't picture that. Does it echo?
I don't know. I'd never heard that term before. But again, as she said, as the rabies is moving up through your throat, through their throat going to the brain, it causes them to, I guess, make that noise. Cow yodels. Woman in Spain spent her life savings developing a bra with lotion built into it. Marisol Sanchez Jodar, 36, says her new firming bra is impregnated with nanoparticles with the properties of a firming cream. As the bra is worn, these particles are released directly onto the skin. The end result is that the bra moisturizes, firms, and tones and slows the signs of aging. Okay. Are they going to make a mask out of this stuff as well? It's available in all sizes and sells for $54. Doesn't say how long the cream works, how often you have to buy a new one. But just saying, it's out there and available. So now it's springtime. Is it a springtime cold or allergies?
Yes.
Before you start mainlining chicken soup, I don't think so, or taking whatever your favorite medicine of choice for allergies is, you might want to look at what this is about. While there are no real cures for either, you might be more successful treating the problem if you think about what the problem is and figure out which one is right. Are you sore? While both colds and allergies can cause mucus to build up, it's far more common for colds to cause pain rather than allergies. Do you have a fever? Dr. Harry Towns says that if you've got a fever, it's never allergies. So take your temperature And if you're still on the fence about the symptoms, a fever, even a slight one, means that you've got a cold and or a virus.
That's crap. If you've ever had cedar fever, you don't know what he's talking about.
All right. Is it lingering? This is the big thing. If your cold is hanging on for more than 2 weeks, your nose is still running, your eyes itch, and all that kind of stuff, then try over-the-counter treatments or talk to your doctor about that. And are you itchy? While itchy eyes during a cold can happen due to dryness, overall that itchy thing is probably an allergy. So
all the histamines.
Exactly, getting released. And that's having had a couple of kids that were allergic. That whole allergy thing is really pretty amazing stuff. So here you go. Tattoos may seem cool when you're young, but what about 30 years from now? Guys might be able to live with that tattoo on their bicep well into their golden years, but girls might want to think twice before having those life-size angel wings etched on your back.
Whoa. I've seen it.
Have you?
Yep.
That's somebody who's got more money than they got sense. I can't. You know, that kind of stuff costs money, doesn't it?
A lot.
And time and pain.
Yeah, all that stuff. Ah, Lee. And anyway, and then the idea of what's it going to look like after that. A study by Professor Myrna Armstrong from Texas Tech reveals that women are much more likely than men to get that tat removed. The study noted that women, as they get older, have to deal with more social stigma and negative comments about their tattoos than guys do. According to the study, 25% of U.S. Americans between the age of 18 and 30 have tats now. 25%.
That's why I'm just sticking with the little butterfly on the small of my back.
Oh, man. Image go away. Image go away. Image go away.
Anyway.
I think I'm the only one that has one here, am I?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't have one. 25%.
I stabbed myself with a pen one time. There's some ink underneath my skin.
25%.
If I get one more, I can have one for each of us.
Image go away.
John Deere One Family subcompact utility tractors are small but mighty powerful. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than ever. Bring home a One Family tractor and get $1,250 off with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends June 1, 2014. Implement bonuses in addition to low-rate financing. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See participating dealer for details and financing options.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
About 12 till, hello.
I keep telling my kids that the business of the future is going to be tattoo removal.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you don't need a college degree for that. Just go do it and, you know, keep up with whatever the technology is. But
And do they have a skin putty to fill in all those holes that people are...
Ooh, skin putty. I like that. Okay, I don't know. We'll see. All right, we're going to call Mr. Downs now.
He didn't do enough for us today already?
He did, didn't he? He was talking to them. He didn't notice what time it was. I find that interesting. Hello?
Thought I'd just wait and see how long it took you to say something.
By the way, if you get a phone call from somebody who you don't know and shows up on your little caller ID, just pick up the phone and don't say anything, because if it's one of those solicitation things, they do that.
My day started that way. Oh. At 7:30 this morning, one of the most notorious telemarketing firms in America tricked me into picking up my phone. And then they called me back when I hung up on them.
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
And yeah, I know. And, you know, it doesn't. It's one of those things. It doesn't matter how many times you tell them not to call you, they still keep calling back. With a fine F rating from the Better Business Bureau, you just know that these are the guys who you want to buy your stocks from.
They're going
to
treat you differently. Don't you understand?
Oh boy.
That?
Well, the guy tried to explain it to me on the callback. Sir, you really are misunderstanding. I said no. Yeah. I'm screaming at you from when I pick up the phone from twice. What kind of a chance do you think you have? First of all,
I had Just a quick aside.
Then the cat knocked over a glass of water.
See. If you wouldn't let the cat. By the way, I saw YouTube yesterday of cat fails, if you want to see those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's nothing that looks any cuter than a cat failing, especially since they don't seem to get hurt by it.
Yeah. Right. Smashing into the flat screen. Yeah, things like that. Yeah, a lot of fun. Anyway, how many employees do we have here at Bryan Broadcasting?
Well, we have between, and the between thing is because we employ college students,
sure.
As you know.
Right.
We have between 63 and 70.
Okay, so let's say 70, okay? Is that fair? Okay.
Well, okay, sure. Right. Well,
I mean, that's just,
buying the bit. Go
sure.
for it, big
okay,
guy.
Okay, that's it. Well, because
should I have said between 63 and 150,000? Would that have made the bit better?
Okay. No, not at all. No.
Okay, good.
Because
mm-hmm.
the discussion was think twice before you get that tattoo, especially if you're a female.
Okay? Oh, really?
Because females will probably end up getting more grief, more negative comments as years go by. But here's the number, and I thought it was an unusual number, and so I want to see if you think we here at Bryan Broadcasting fall within that category.
Very well.
According to the study, 25% of U.S. Americans between the age of 18 and 30 have a tattoo.
Yes, I can buy that.
Is that a good number for here, or are we higher or lower?
What was the age range?
18 to 30.
Oh, we're much higher than that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, they all have something. The very shy young women,
They've
got something on their foot.
Okay,
they'll
see,
have it on their foot or on their ankle or something.
All right, so that tells me that obviously someplace else, just anecdotally, there's like 4% who don't
are
tatted.
Central Baptist is right down the street here.
But I'm saying, I mean, we're hiring basically people who are getting a college education, who are probably middle class, and yet we are above that 25%.
You said 18 to 30.
I did.
No, that's really young. I don't know. I think maybe our 18 to 25s really skew that.
Really?
But you know, we've got some people up here in positions of authority whose opinions I trust, who actually plan their tattoos.
Yeah.
Who actually plan on the ink. They say, and this time next month I'm going to get this done over here on this side.
Yeah.
There are some people who really get into that body art or something. I don't know. You and I will never understand
it,
Scott.
But
we'll never understand selfies either. What is the point of that?
When you get old, why would you want to do that?
By golly, I can understand the three branches of government. Got that right.
Okay, you can name them.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and that's the other
What's
thing.
What's that going to do for you now?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wonder how many Congress critters have tats.
Wow.
Is there a statistic on that, do you suppose?
No, I don't. Wow.
Hmm.
I may have to look into that. Well, anyhow, that verified what my thought was.
Now, just in case there are any attorneys listening, we don't actually ask that question.
No.
We don't ask anyone of any particular gender or gender mix to show us their tattoos at any point in time. However, sometimes they're on plain display, and it's not, especially during the summer.
Did you say gender mix?
I don't know.
Hey, Brassett Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harley Horse Painters. Our new menu is here, and you need to come check it out. We've added a new appetizer, fried green tomatoes made from scratch. You're going to love that tart taste of green tomatoes dredged in panko breadcrumbs and fried to a golden brown. Drizzled with a balsamic reduction and a side of our homemade 1937 buttermilk dressing, they're fantastic. There's a new apricot spinach salad with buttery pecans, thin sliced red onions that's tossed in a light ginger orange vinaigrette. You raved about the Cajun burger so much, we've added it to the menu. So now whenever you're in the mood for something you can't get anywhere else, it's here. Enjoy that taste of andouille sausage and black Angus beef, covered in melted pepperjack cheese and then topped with hand-breaded crawfish tails. We've even started frying up our own fresh kettle chips every morning. We're now recognized as one of America's most unique businesses. Whether it's the wonderful food, our great selection of Texas craft beer, or maybe even our state-of-the-art, fully staffed laundry. Believe me, there's nowhere else like Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs.
Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
The Republican Party of Brazos County welcomes Lieutenant Colonel Alan West to their fundraiser May 19th at the College Station Hilton. Colonel West is a former U.S. representative. He is a highly decorated Army officer. He is a Fox News contributor and a senior fellow at the London Policy Center. Tickets are now available at BrazosGOP.org or by calling 268-2308. Support your local Republican candidates by supporting your local Republican fundraising effort. Alan West, Guardian of the Republic, May 19th at the College Station, Hilton.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
About 4 minutes till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We figured, rightly or wrongly, that the people who are washing the windows outside here at the Crystal Park Plaza are not from here.
No.
We think that probably is not a business here.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Not a big call for that, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not. But, you know, for us, this is really a big deal. They're probably looking at this going, ah, it's five stories.
Well, I don't have a window over here, but I was a little unnerved. I thought someone was in the room with me, and I slowly turned around to find out who had snuck up on me. They were walking on the roof.
Yeah.
sounded like they were right in here with me.
It's a little noisy. So if you're an airline passenger, you're typically looking up there to first class longingly, wishing you weren't back there in that cramped steerage and you could be up there and have all that overhead space to put anything you wanted up there and listen to anything you wanted to. Well, Etihad Airlines is putting a three-room suite into its new Airbus A380s, 125-square-foot residence by Etihad, made of a bedroom big enough for two, a private bath complete with shower, a living room outfitted with leather seats, a chilled mini bar, and a 32-inch flat-screen TV. And as a finishing touch, you get another perk. That's a white-gloved personal butler trained in London. The suites will ultimately be available in New York flights, but the first will appear in December on the Abu Dhabi to London route at a price of $21,000 one way. Okay. It's a little pricey. But
yeah.
Just remember, if that's too steep, those same flights also contain 9 first apartments, which feature a full-length bed, a lounge seat, a mini bar, a wardrobe, and a TV. Etihad is a little bit different. They're not like most of your airlines. They already are doing stuff like offering first-class onboard chefs and in-flight nannies. In-flight nannies! You can't stay with your children during a flight?
Nope.
Some of them are like 16 hours.
Oh, well, that's gosh. They're not your kids or anything, are they? Just saying.
You can only medicate them so much.
Yeah, exactly right.
There's only so much Benadryl.
That's what we're talking about right there. No, that's exactly what we're talking about. So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. Kind of interesting here. It appears the Republicans could possibly take control of more state legislative bodies this coming November. The National Conference of State Legislatures says that depending on the turnout, there could be a number of states that flip to Republican on the state level. GOP is within a few seats of taking over Colorado, Nevada, and Maine. And a stronger GOP wave could also give them New Hampshire, Kentucky, and West Virginia. A flip of 6 states. That'd be pretty amazing. I'm just saying. All right, on this date in history.